it's very significant. It's very significant in the sense that if you look at what we have been demanding in civil society, is that, you know, there is need for them to be present on the ground. I mean the facilitation team, so that they get to know what is taking place, because an election is not an event. An election is a process. So if these, you know, if the facilitation team gets stationed in Zimbabwe, say 3 or 4 months before an election, this will give them a general picture in terms of what is taking place on the ground, so that they can intervene if there are any crisis situations which need, which require, you know, their urgent intervention.
Critics of JOMIC say it is much ado about nothing. How can it be strengthened?
Yes, the Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee needs to be strengthened. But I think what we must understand, Blessing, is the fact that, you know, the way it was constituted, that's where the problem is, because it's made up of representatives from the three political parties in the coalition government. These are parties that naturally do not agree in terms of how they perceive the national question and how it has to be resolved. So that was, wrong in the first place. It explains why, as civil society, we have been advocating for secondment of representatives of SADC, you know, to sit in JOMIC, so that they are also, they are maybe as, you know, adjudicators, as people who are neutral.